This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, as we are wont to do every Friday, we welcome in the sensational Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Should I be worried about Odell Beckham Jr. not being at something that his contract states he doesn't have to be at?
You had to lead with that?
Let's do it, Mary Kay.
You couldn't lull her into a false sense of security?
You versus me right now. Away we go.
That is leading the witness, Ken.
Damn right.
Leading the witness. I think you should be worried about it. Yes, I do.
Why?
Because if it's good enough for Freddie to be a little bit worried about it, it's certainly good enough for you to be worried about it.
Wouldn't he, as the head coach of the football team, be worried if any player isn't there? Wouldn't he be worried if Duke Johnson wasn't there? And Duke Johnson's trying to prove a point.
He's probably not as worried if Duke Johnson is there or not, because I'm not even sure if Duke Johnson is going to be on this football team. But Odell Beckham Jr., they traded essentially 2 first-round picks for him and a 3rd-round pick, and they did expect him to be here for more than one OTA.
They really expected him to be there for more than one OTA, because I did not expect him to be there for any of the voluntary workouts. And Lima actually fact-checked me on that opinion earlier, and he ended up being right. I ended up being right about it. So they really expected him to be a voluntary OTAs. If they expected him, then what's the disconnect?
They absolutely expected him to be at more than one OTA. And if you go back, and I didn't have time to look at the whole quote, but if you go back and you look at his introductory press conference, Odell's, he kind of made it seem like he was going to be in and out. He mentioned something about it, you know, being important to kind of get here and get acclimated a little bit. I have to go back and look that up, or maybe somebody can find it for us while we're on here. But he did talk about being at least a part-time participant in the program, and he was none of those things. And it's different, you know, it's just different than some other things that we've seen. It's different than Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady knows his system. He knows his head coach. He knows his offensive coordinator. He knows who all of his players are, their numbers and their names. He's had dinner with them. He has a relationship with them. That's what this time of year is about. It's about building camaraderie as much as it is chemistry. It's about hanging out over at Baker's house and getting to know some of the guys and stuff like that too.
Well, haven't they been to dinner before? I mean, there is the famous picture of them at dinner together. That was the only dinner they've ever had with each other.
No. I'm just saying that this is the time of year. Look, it started last week, even when Todd Monken admitted that it's a challenge to install the entire offense, which they did by this week. 8 installs in by this week. He admitted it's a challenge to do that without your top receivers there. Now, Jarvis, even though he's injured, is there every single day, or most of the time he's there, at least standing there watching, showing that he's committed and that he's here. And here's another thing. Freddie Kitchens yesterday, when he was talking about Gerald McCoy, he said, we want him to go visit other teams because we want to know that he's all in for where we want to go. We need guys that are 100% all in. And I think the Browns feel that, and it seems to me, with what Freddie said yesterday, they feel that Odell could have shown a little bit more that he is all in and that he could have been here a little bit more.
Mary Kay joining us on the show. Well, then I have to ask a question, and I don't want to do this, but why are we installing the offense and very important parts of the offense during something that's voluntary, that's protected under the agreement with the players and the owners?
Because it's voluntary in name only. If you listen to guys like Bill Belichick talk about the offseason, he's out there railing against the fact that they only have this very limited amount of time to work with players in the offseason. And I'm sure it will come up in the CBA discussions again. But you've got guys like that who, you know, he knows what he's talking about, obviously, saying we don't have enough time with these guys. And you've got Tom Coughlin. Now, he did get a wrist slap for it, but you've got Tom Coughlin out there really speaking mostly everybody's truth about what the OTAs mean to coaches, especially brand new coaches who are trying to integrate systems and bring people together and to get ideas. I mean, we talked to quarterbacks coach Ryan Lindley yesterday. He was all about talking about how he wants Baker to have some ownership, you know, in this offense. Well, this is the time of year to do that. This is the time of year to say, no, I really don't like this, or I don't like that. Let's try this. Let's you know, air it out a little bit and see if this is going to work. Let's have Odell throw a pass, to somebody and see how that's going to go. I mean, this is the time to experiment with some things. This is important. Everyone will tell you that it's important, and people have to hide behind the CBA thing that it's voluntary, but it's really not voluntary. If you look around the league, most of the people that miss OTAs are in some kind of a contract squabble. Almost everyone shows up most of the time.
So do you think that there's an ulterior motive then?
I don't know. I have tried to find that out, and I cannot get an answer on that, if this is a contract issue or what. But it doesn't really add up to me. And, you know, I'm not saying that he shouldn't be all the places that he's been. Go have fun. Go be Odell. Do all that sort of stuff. But I just think that the Browns, and it's not even how I feel about it, I think the Browns would have liked to have seen him here for some of the OTAs. Why did they wait to say anything until now? Because if he would have shown up for, there were four OTAs this week. If he would have shown up for two of those, or even one of those maybe, or a couple of these, then, you know, maybe that changes the picture a little bit. You kind of get a feel for things. You get ready for mandatory minicamp next week. But I think the fact that he didn't show at all this week or last week, I think it's got them a little bit puzzled.
I just think that this is a failure then by the NFL, if we're going to call something voluntary, which is seen, though, as mandatory. And you're right. I understand that they feel that it's voluntary in name only. But when we have different agreements between the players and between the owners about, quote-unquote, protections for the players, and then there's some sort of unspoken agreement, I think that we are getting to a point where transparency has got to be key, especially with today's players, and that this can only hurt the NFL in that case.
But you know what? You're getting hung up on the word voluntary.
Of course I would. Don't the lawyers for the players do that?
I'll tell you what. It's also voluntary to be the first one in the building and the last one out of the building. But that doesn't stop players from doing that. They come and they work overtime, and they go the extra mile all the time. Now, I'm not saying he's not working out. I'm just saying that there are all kinds of things in the NFL that are voluntary, including, you know, working out at USC in the off season, including working out with, some people work out with, you know, quarterback coaches and in the off season and things like that. All those things are voluntary. I do a lot of things for my job, and so do you, that are voluntary, but we do them for a reason, because we want to be the best at what we're doing. And I just think that in this situation, when the Browns have given up two first-round picks, essentially, and a third for him, they would have liked to have seen him show up here like he made it seem he was going to do. Now, is this going to impact his ability to catch the ball? Probably not. Is he going to be able to catch up? I'm sure he'll be able to catch up. But there's something missing about this whole situation. They wanted to see him here at least a little bit more than one time.
The first one in, last one out thing. Now, I expect that out of Baker. I think if we're looking for that out of a wide receiver, I think we have a very big problem here. Because if you go back, and Lyman asked me about Antonio Brown earlier today. I put that on Ben Roethlisberger. I put that on Mike Tomlin. If Odell Beckham Jr. somehow, because all this, were to tear the Browns apart, I still have to blame the guys who are in charge of things. I don't think that there's an expectation for a wide receiver to be a leader on a football team.
There's not an expectation, but if you want to be Jerry Rice, you're going to be the first one in and the last one out. And these guys, we know that they have an incredible work ethic. We know that Odell and Jarvis and those guys, they're known for working their tails off. So it's just puzzling to me. I mean, I'm not saying that it's the end of the world or it's going to prevent them from winning 12 games this year or anything like that, but it's just a little puzzling as to, you know, why wouldn't you occasionally pop your head in, you know, get to know people and show the team the appreciation, you know, that you went out and spent all this capital to bring you here and to say, you know, we think you're one of the final pieces to our puzzle. And, you know, it just seems to me that he would want to make a great first impression and show that he's just all about the team, all in, and will do anything to help this team get to the Super Bowl.
Sounds good. I cede my time to the senator from Chesterland. Go ahead.
Thank you, Counselor. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline. All right, Mary Kay, next week, I think he's going to show up, right? There's no reason to believe he's not showing up to mandatory minicamp. He did with the Giants before his contract was even settled. So if he showed up to that, he's got to be here next week, right?
I would think so. I would think that that's the plan. I don't see anything at all that tells me he won't be here. But again, I was a little bit surprised about what's gone on so far. So let's just assume that he will be here for mandatory minicamp, that he was following the CBA to the letter of the law and just kind of doing what he does to get himself ready for the season, and that this will all be a non-issue as we move forward.
All right. By the way, Mary Kay, we had asked about the clip. We were able to find it. Owen tracked it down. Here was Freddie Kitchens, and I think there's a little bit of a contrast from what he said yesterday to what he said at the start of all of this. What, about a month ago was this, Owen?
This was April 1st.
April 1st. Here is Freddie Kitchens on Odell and whether he'd be attending.
We don't really know specifics right now, but he won't be here continually right now, but he will be back and forth. But he's got some things he's got to tie up, and we're getting all that in order now.
All right, so back and forth, Mary Kay. And yesterday, it seemed to me that he was a little more agitated. Some people are saying he was really agitated at the media asking questions, and to that I say every head coach is being asked about whether or not, on a daily basis, whether or not their stars are there. He should have been ready for that.
Well, let me address that really quick, because I saw that yesterday, too. People were saying, oh, I talked to people who were there, and he was just frustrated with the media. Well, I intentionally did not ask him about Odell yesterday because I thought, you know what, I feel like I'm the one that's always asking, hey, what do you think about Odell not being here? And I thought, I'm not doing this. I'm going to clam up, and if somebody else chooses to ask it, it's going to get asked. Well, it wasn't until later on in the press conference that Jeremy Fowler, an out-of-towner, had asked the question about Odell Beckham Jr., because I think a lot of us in town are like, okay, we've asked Freddie this enough, let's not do this again. So no, it wasn't like he had been asked it three or four times and got frustrated. No. He knew exactly what he was doing. He's a very, very smart man. At the end of OTAs, he sent a message to wrap it up and say, okay, yeah, we would have liked to have seen you here a little bit more than one time.
Typical ESPN, sending Jeremy Fowler to ask those questions. Ridiculous. Mary Kay joining us on the hotline. Obviously, we're having fun with this because I know that fans are just irritated. They just want to see Odell play. They don't want to hear about whether he's there at a voluntary minicamp or not. My question is this. Do you think Baker Mayfield cares that Odell Beckham is here or not?
Absolutely, 100% I do. And here's why I say that. At the end of last year, we heard Baker Mayfield say to his fellow teammates for the last game, if you're not all in for this game, then go home, okay? He wants every single person on this football team to be as committed as he is to getting this team to a championship. But we will never hear him say that publicly, but privately, he's got to want to have Odell here. We stood out there watching him throw the ball to Dorian Baker every single day, especially he would have probably liked to have Odell here considering that Jarvis is injured and can't really practice. So, sure, it would have been nice for a lot of different reasons. And I think that, truth be told, if Baker really were being 100% honest, which he's not going to be, because these guys have rightfully so closed ranks and they kind of have an us-against-the-world mentality, that's fine. They should do that. But if you got him, alone somewhere, I'm sure he would say, yeah, in a perfect world, I would want Odell here.
Mary Kay, we thank you very, very much for the time. All the best. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, and the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Do you think Baker cares? That was my last question to her. Do you think Baker cares that he's there or not?
Were you going to ask that question?
I did. No, I did.
Oh, okay.
That was what Mary Kay was talking
about. To say.
But do you think, because obviously Baker is somebody, he's never going to throw his teammate under the bus.
You just asked it. You're going to ask it again.
Now I'm asking you. Yeah. He's never going to throw his teammates under the bus. In fact, he's standing up for his teammates. Anytime Colin Cowherd takes a shot at Odell Beckham, like he did over the last 3 days consecutively,
yeah.
Baker's out front protecting his teammates. But do you think internally?
I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to speak for somebody he doesn't believe in. Who he doesn't trust.
I know. I'm asking you to get in the mind of him. We don't know.
I don't know. But I would, from his, here we go. From Baker's previous behavior, I feel that Baker will speak up for people he trusts. I think Baker will speak up for people that he likes and people he believes that are a part of what he's trying to do. And I feel that he feels that way about Odell Beckham Jr. And if he didn't, he would speak up on that case. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Because he has been very, you notice in the history of Baker, he has been very us against the world.
Yes.
And these are my people. This is in this circle. You're either with us or against us. And you go back to when Jim Ross was sitting here in this studio, to a lot of other people, Baker has been outspoken in defense of people who he really likes and who he really seems to care about. So I feel if he felt there was a sincere problem about Odell Beckham Jr., he wouldn't be as vocal, or I should say as textual, as he's been over the last few weeks, especially with what's gone on in the summer with a guy who's not even on the radio in Cleveland, but everybody's worked into a shoot over, but they get after me for wanting to protect the legacy of the 2016 cast. Either way, I'm just pointing that out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.